Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Lamed Vov. This shir is being given here in Paris Airport on the way back to the United States. And we're holding on Lamed Hey Omed Beis, the fourth wide line down below. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, which says, V'hapas. What does it say in the Mishnah? Go back to the Mishnah again. Elu Dvarim She'oiv Dekachavim, here on the Omed Beis. The following that belong to Akum or Osir, however, they're not Isser Hano, just Isser Achilo or Isser Shtia, no Isser Hano. Among those we had in the Mishnah, V'hapas V'hashemen Shalehem, what we call Pas Akum, which is not the same as Pas Palter. Pas Palter is Pas which is baked by a commercial baker. Pas Akum is Pas that a Gentile has at home. Says our Mishnah that ult is Asur. The reason why it's Asur, we'll see in Me'achim and Igmara, it's all based on chasnus. Chasnus means that if you're going to eat the goy's bread, the chas v'sholem, you might become too friendly, and that could lead to a shidduch between the boy and the girl, and avoid the zora and all the rest. Anyway, back to more about pas. Reb Kahana, fourth wide line. Reb Kahana, Reb Yochanan. Pas lehutra bebezdin. When it comes to pas, there was no heter by bezdin. The reason why the Gemara starts off the way past the Hutra Bezin is because in our Mishnah we quoted that the Shemen was originally Hutra Bezin. Remember we had in the Rashi yesterday in the Mishnah that part of the Mishnah really shouldn't be there because it was Hutra generations later, an Enikel of Rebbe, which was Rebbe Yehuda the Seer. But since we mentioned that Shemen eventually had a Hutra Bezin, says Rebbe Yochanan of a Pas Loi Hutra Bezin. So the Gemara is medayik from that. After all, who suggested otherwise? So the fact that the Yochanan said pasli hutra bebezin machal deikam and deshari. Apparently, that someone holds that no, pas was hutra bebezin. So tomorrow, is that correct? So tomorrow, and yo is takazoi. He also of dimi omer pamachas yotzer Rebbe lesaga. One time it happened that Rebbe went out into the field. Vehevi oiv kachom lefonav pas porni ma'afei saw. And Rebbe saw a goy came out to him with a pas porni. Rashi says porni means a very large tanur, much larger than the smaller tanurim that we have at the time of the Mishnah. And this pas porni of this large tanur was shteit nigmara. It was mafei so'a. It was the size of the pas was the size of a so'a. You're wondering what a saw is. A saw is 144 eggs, 144 bayim. So you can see we're talking about taka, a very large pas, not a small little cake or small Danish. We're talking about a pas of 144 saw. Umber Rebbe said, "Kamenu pasu. Wow, look at this pas. It's so beautiful. Maroch chum li oisra. Why did the chum decide to aser it in the first place?" That was Rebbe's comment. Gemara immediately interrupts and says, "What do you mean, Maro Chachamin? Bishem Chasis, like we said a moment ago. The reason why the Chum said, don't go and buy and eat from Pasim and Akum, because Chas V'Sholem, the parties will get too close together and there could be problems with Chasimus. Assimilation." So, Gemara, that's not what Rebbe meant. El Maro Chacham Lo'isra Basodah. Why should the Chum Asr Bas? I can understand why they were Asr it, the ear. Ear is where people live. And therefore, if you have two neighbors, and one neighbor invites the other neighbor, come rein, and eat some bread, let's break bread, as the expression goes. So then, he'll invite him one time, the goy will invite the Jew, and the Jew will invite the goy, and slowly but surely they're going to become very friendly, and it could lead to shiduchim and to chasnus. But in the sod and the field, you know what happens in the field? People are plowing, people are fertilizing, people are planting. You don't eat meals in a field. That's not the place for people to become exceptionally friendly and to fraternize and get together. And I said, that's what Rebbe meant, since we happen to be here out in the field. Like the Gemara began, Pamachas, Yotzer Rebbe Lesod. So Rebbe said, I can understand why the Chum should aser in the ear, but why should they aser in the sod? That was the comment that Rebbe made. So now Gemara says, now, some people were medayik, the Svur Ma'am, Iter Rebbe Hapas. That when Rebbe made that statement, after all, Rebbe was the Godel Hador, the Poisek Hador. And if Rebbe is saying I don't understand why they answered it. What he meant to say is that let the Isser remain only Be'er, but not Besadeh. Ah, so that's what, when we started off, Rabbi Yochanan says, Pasli Hutra Bebes. Machlal, that someone holds it, it's Mutter. You know who holds it's Mutter? Kisvur Ma'am, that Rabbi was Matir Pas. But that's really not the case. Rabbi Lohitra is a Pas. He just exclaimed and said, I don't know why the Chum found it necessary to ask the Basada, but he didn't say as a result, let's be matter it. He just made that observation. And now the Gemara says that the story is not exactly the way we pictured it. A little bit different. Rabbi Yossi, the same Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda Omar, L'kacha Yemasa, Elo Omru Pam Achas, Holach Rabbi Lamokim Echad. One time Rabbi went to a particular place. Doesn't say anything about Soda, doesn't say anything about Ir. V'roa pas dochel ka tomidim. Rabbi apparently was traveling with some of his Talmidim, and he realized that the Oilam, his Talmidim, were all quite hungry. They were starving. They had nothing to eat. So Omer Rabbi, ein kan palter, can't we find some bakery, some baker over here, that we can go and buy bread for our Talmidim? And once again, kisvur ma'om lo'imer palter oit kechav. What did Rabbi mean when he said palter? He meant pas palter, that of a goy, that is a goyish baker who has a commercial bakery. Can't we go and find some bread? And therefore they figured Rabbi was matir pas palter of a goy. Says Yimar v'hulei omar ele palter yisrael. The truth of the matter is when he said palter, he didn't mean a goy. He meant a commercial bakery, but a commercial kosher bakery owned by a chushiv atayra yid, a Rabbi Yisrael Goldberg, or whatever. And therefore, that's what Rabbi meant. He wasn't matter anything. So therefore, when we started off, Rabbi Yochanan pasli hutri bebezin, that there was no heter. B'chal de'ikaman de'shori, it comes to be moitzi. Either according to the first version, those that felt the Rabbi was matir pas besarde, or according to the second version, that Rabbi was matir pas palter of a goy. Reb Chalboy, afilaman diyam a palter oivik kachovim. What Reb Chalboy is saying is, although the Gemara at this point, since Rabbi Yochanan says patlei hutra of the Bezdin, Rabbi Yochanan is dismissing both versions of the story and both potential heterim. So Reb Chalboy, even if you're going to go with the man diyam that palter pas palter of the kachovim is mutter, lay omron elidaleka palter yisrael. That's tough if there is no competing kosher bakery. If you happen to be in a place, the only bakery in town is a goyish bakery, according to the one that holds pas palter is mutter, and that was Rebbe's kavana to be matter pas palter. But akum, that's only in the limited circumstance that there is no yiddish bakery. But if there's a yiddish bakery, you have to buy by the yiddish bakery. I'm welcome to eat palter yisrael. Like Rabbi Yochanan adds. Even according to Mandi Home, that Palter Oibig Chavim is Mutter, and immediately besotted that's only out in the field. Because there, the possibility of fraternizing and coming the day Chasnus is very, very remote. Because in the Sada, you don't sit down and have a meal. If anything, he said, oh, I see you're hungry, I'll give you a bagel, I'll give you a roll or something. But and not for purposes of socializing and sitting down. But ir avada nisht. Why mishum chasis, like we said before? So bottom line is, the Yochanan is very strong and says, pas lichutra bebezdin. And if you want to say that's a psio heheter by pas palter of an akum, says Zimur, two versions. Version number one of Reb Chalboy, it's got to be that there is no palti Yisrael. And version number two, can be Yochanan, it's only mutter besode, not beer. Now the Gemara tells us a very surprising story of Aivu. Aivu have a mankis v'ochel. Aivu was mankis. Mankis means to bite. V'ochel, and he ate pas bread abe mitzri. Doesn't say who the pas was from, but we'll see from the story that obviously it was either pas palter or pas akum, and he ate it abe mitzri. Rashi says in the last line, abe mitzri means he ate it besodois eitzel hametzarim, close to the border. In other words, the border between the Soda and the Ir. And he did eat from that pas. Omlu Rav v'isim Rav Nachba Yitzchak lo tishto ba'adei de'evu. Parshat Pshat, that means don't discuss any Torah with Evu. Why not? Because what he's doing is eating goyish bread, and we already said in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to eat pas akum. And even if it's pas palter, they also were only said it's only good if it's besaka. And therefore, don't talk to him. Now, if you look at the gimel of loytishto, you see the bach is a slightly different girsa, and he says loytishto minei da'ivu. Which means that in the future, anytime you hear a memra of Aivu, do not mention a word that it's Aivu. Even though normally we have supposed to go and quote someone, here in the case of Aivu, any memra of Aivu, I do not want to hear a word about it, don't repeat it, don't say it, no gunish. What's the reason why you cannot go and repeat Zabart B'Shem Aivu? Says, I believe it's the Ritva, that says that the reason is that this is Midah Kenegan Midah. What's the Midah Kenegan Midah? Since he, Aivu, was disregarding and dismissing the Divrei Chachamim, the Chachamim said you're not allowed to go and eat Pas Akum, and Estach Yor Pas Akum, therefore, just like he doesn't want to give any credence and credibility to our Chachamim and their Isurim and their Takonois, so we're not going to give any credence or credibility to what he has to say. You're not listening to the Chachamim, therefore we're not interested. Now, exactly what the situation was, what did Aivu eat? Obviously, he ate something wrong, otherwise we wouldn't have Rava or Rav Nachman Yitzchak speaking so harshly of Aivu. Don't have anything to do with him, don't hear his Torah, don't repeat his Torah. Exactly, what did Aivu hold? So it has to be that it's somewhere in the brink between what might be Heter and what might be Isser. And therefore, the Mashal, since we said in the Gemara that he ate the Sodois, and in Tzoyim B'toich Tchumei Yo'ir, right, the last Rashi says, the Sodois Eitzel HaMetzorim, so some say Eitzel HaMetzorim means that it was within the tchum of the city. So now the question is, what status does it have? Does it have a din of Sode, or does it have a din of Ir? Because according to the second version we had, four lines to the bottom, Rabbi Yochanan Afilu L'Madiyom HaPalta Yivikachom, that it's Mutter Zafke B'Sode B'Ir Loi. Rava or Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, even though he ate a B'Sode, but was within the tchum of Ir, has a din of Ir. And Aivu apparently said, no, it is a din of Sode. Anyway, the Mefarshim Matrinzach exactly what was Aivu Svara and why the Chachamim were very dismissive of Aivu and said what he did is wrong, 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 and therefore don't quote him, don't talk to him in this Mishnah. Okay, we finish now with Pasuk. We get back to the Mishnah, which says Vashemen Shelahen. Shemen means of the Goyim. Once again, they answer that Va'achiva Ubishtia. What's the reason why? Machloik is between Rav and Shmuel. Shemen Rav Omer Daniel Gozer Olav. Daniel was Goyzer, also Mishum Chasnus, like we had before. Because if you're going to borrow somebody else's Shemen, you go, oh, the Shemen is delicious. I really like it. I put it into my salad dressing. Maybe you can give me some more. Well, come on over and we'll eat together. And it could lead to Chas Sholem, to marriage, to Nayid and a Goy. Awesome.
Shemen Zayis?
A portion of Shemen Zayis. That was the standard Shemen. They didn't have, you know, sunflower seeds in the good old days. Stam Shemen is Shemen Zayis. Shemen Rav Omer Daniel Gozer Olav. Daniel from Sefer Daniel, he was Gozer. We'll see where Rav takes this from. Shmuel Omer, nah. This has nothing to do with Daniel. This has to do Poshit with halachas of Bliois. At Zlifosim Shel Kalim Tmeim Oisra's son. Meaning that when they sell you their Shemen, the Shemen was inside a Kli. And the Kli was a Goyish Kli, which was used for Alamina Chazarai. But the Gemara is not focusing here on Issa, the Gemara is focusing on Tzmeim, which means that this Kli was Tamei. How was it Tamei? Asheretz touched it, and the Vela touched it, whatever the reason is that it became Tamei. And now you have the Shemen inside the Kli, so the Shemen now is Tamei. Therefore, the Chum didn't want that a Yid should go and buy Shemen, which is Tamei. Frank the Gemara, come on, give me a break. But the Kuli Alma Oichle. Taharis, Nenu? Are you telling me that everybody among Klal Yisrael eats Taharis? It's only the Kehanim and people involved in eating Kudishim. And therefore, it's unlikely that they would say nobody's allowed to go and take shemen because of a percentage of yidden that eat taharis. Moreover, although the Gemara doesn't say this, but the Chzoinish asks, according to the Lashon Gemara, lifasim means the bliyos, which are in the walls of the kelim tameim. Those aser the shemen. If you're telling me that the kli itself is tameh, then the shemen is tameh not because of the bliyos in the wall. Even if it's a brand new kli, if the kli is tameh, then the shemen becomes tameh. Besides the fact that the only thing that can be tameh is something which is the end. You have an avela, you have a sheret, you have any other thing which is mitame. And always you have to have sashir. Like with sheretz, you have to have a shir, kadasha, and avela shir, kazayis. You're telling me just bliyos, which are non-existent, just bliyos, that can asra. Anyway, the Gemara falls away from this and says, Gemara, no. I didn't mean kelim tmei. Absolutely, fosim shekelim asurin oisus. Oh, now I understand. It means that they had isser in the kli. All mean a type of chazer and nevela and dreifus, whatever, in the walls of this kli. It could also be from yayin, like we've had in the past, yayin neser, whatever type of bliois. And now, since that kli was being used to contain shemen, so shemen got some of those bliois, and that's why you're not let it go and buy it and use it and all the rest. So the chayri have two separate reasons. Rav says because of chasnis, Daniel was the goyzer. And Shmuel has nothing to do with chasnus. It has to do simply with Isser Veheter, that they're blias of Goyishakim. Is Omele Shmuel Rav, Mishlam Lididida, Menel Zunifosim Shel Kalim, Asur. Isser Asan, that the reason is because that the Shemen was contained in a tray for Kli that belonged to a Goy. Haina the Chiasan of Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, the Omar, Dorish Reb Simloi bin Itzivin, Reb Simloi Darshan in Itzivin, that Shemen, Reb Yehuda Beis Dinoi, Nimnu Ola Bitiru. The Gemara is leaving out one word. It should say Shemen Rabbi Yehuda Nesir or Rabbi Yehuda Nasi or Beis Dinoi Nimnu Ola Bitiru. And we're referring to the Einikul of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. If you remember, we learned that in the Mishnah. It said Rabbi Beis Dinoi Hitira Shemen, and Rashi immediately corrected the Mishnah, said, no. It's not part of the Mishnah. That's Gemara. And that's the Gemara that we're talking about now, that Rabbi Yehuda Nesir, who was an Einikul of Rabbi, he was the one that was matir the inyan of Shemen. Ah, Suzuki Mara. What would be the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Because he holds Noisin Tam Levgam is mutter. Since Noisin Tam Levgam is mutter, what bliyos are you taking out of these kelim? Assuming that they were not a kli that was not used the same day, you used it yesterday. So over 24 hours, any bliyos are just Noisin Tam Levgam. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Beis Dinoi said, since most kelim you're not using the exact same day, therefore, maybe goes Basaroy, he said, you don't have to worry about it. Maybe he's only talking about those kelim which Yutaka, you didn't put the shemen in the same day, you put the shemen the next day. Anyway, since Noisin Tam Levgam is mutter. So says Shmuel, that shims so well according to me, because the original takana was a concern about Noisin Tam of the bad bliyos into the shemen. Said Rabbi Yehuda Nesir, that doesn't apply to Noisin Tam Levgam. It's mutter. By the way, you'll notice the Gemara says Dorish Reb Simloi. He was the one that was mefaris in this inyan of Rabbi Yehuda Nesir Ubeis Dinoi. And if you recall, we had this quoted in yesterday's Gemara on Lamed Hey Omid Aleph, where it happened on Lamed Hey Omid Aleph, that Shmuel was saying in the name of this Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Simloi, and he was very dismissive. Is it yesterday's or today's? Okay, it's today's Gemara. I'm sorry. That's the next Shikul Gemara. So, Gemara, Elidoch, according to you, Rav, the Amris, Daniel Gozer Elof. Why? Because of Chasnis. Daniel Gozer, Vyosar Bunanis, Hanosi, which means Bunanis Seer. Umavatale, he can go Mavatal, Divrei Daniel, but Tanan, didn't we learn that in the Mishnah? Ain, Bezan Yochel, Mavatal, Divrei, Bezan Chabelin, can go to the Men, Mechochel, and Beminyan. And therefore, can you ever find a Bezan today that should be greater than Daniel? Daniel was, of course, in the times of Tanakh. Any Bezan today is much, much later on. None of them are going to be Godly Men with Chochmah Minyan. So, Ibazoi, If you're going to tell me the reason is, like me, initially people were choishish that you have bad belios going into the shaman, and then Rabbi Yudin Messias said, not Rabbi Yisai, you're making a mistake, because it's most of these cases, no, he's in time of gam, it makes a lot of sense. It's not that he was mevatel gzeira, he's mevarer halacha lemais. But if you can tell me that the reason was because Daniel was goizer, because of chassidus, how can anybody today go and be mevatel? That's what Rav said to Shmuel. Sorry, that's what Shmuel said to Rav. And he was quoting Omer Dorish, Dorish of Simloi ben Etzivan. So Omalei says now Rav back to Shmuel. He was not impressed. And he says, Simloi, Ludok Amris, you'll bring me a rai from Simloi, who lives or comes from Lud. Shani Ludoi de Mizalzli. Unfortunately, people in Lud were very often Mizalzel in words of the Chachamim, and therefore, just because he says that Yehuda Nesia was Goiz, was Mevatel, that original din, and was Matir Shemen, you can't rely on the Ludoim, because the Ludoim are Mizalzel. They'll say, yeah, there was a heter, I remember. Rav Moshe gave a heter. Where's Rav Moshe? Which tshuva? Ich weiß, which I just know everybody says this. Mutter, mutter, mutter. You can't rely on Reb Simloi. Shmuel was aghast by this comment of Rav, and Omalei, Ashalich Lei, should I go and send him a message, Simloi, that Rav said that what you said is probably not accurate, that you weren't quoting because you're mezalzel and divrei chachamim? So when Rav heard that from Shmuel, ichsif, he was embarrassed. You know, he went a little bit over the line to go and say that Simloi and all the guys in Lud are a bunch of mezalzel. And therefore, Omer Rav, I'll tell you something else. What I really meant to say, says Rav, is I have a beferish posik. How could they ignore this posik and say that this has to be, like you said, Shmuel, because of Kalim Asurim and their Blioys? It's a chaposik in the Teir and Tanakh, which state in Daniel. Voxif, the Yosem Daniel Alibayashel, lo Yiskoel, the Pas Bag Hamelech Ubiyayin Mishtov. Nebuchadnezzar sent to Daniel food and drink, and Daniel said, Alibay, said to himself, Ashelo Yizkoil. The word Yizkoil is as if it's written with an ayin instead of an aleph, which means Gila, means something that you detest, that you find repugnant. So said Daniel, Ashelo Yizkoil, I don't want to become a shtick, disgusting thing, the pas bag the melech. Pas, of course, means the bread, bag means the food bread of the melech. I'm not going to eat that. I'm going to become like a shtick chazir, chulil, ubiyayin mishtav, and I'm not going to go and drink from his wine. Mishtav is a Lashon Rabin. Now why would it say Ubiyayin Mishtav? It should say Ubiyayin Mishteh. Therefore the Gemara says, Bishteh Mishteh is a Kos Medaber. We're talking about two different types of drinks. Echad, Mishteh Yayin, like we just said, Biyayin. Echad Mishteh Shemen. Ah, the Mishtav comes to tell you that you're not allowed to go and drink and imbibe any Shemen. So we see very clearly that Daniel says that he's not going to allow himself to be fouled by eating or drinking this treifa stuff that you're not allowed to eat and drink. So we see Taka, Rav is right, and he also said you can't drink shaman. Now the Gemara explains what's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Notice Rav didn't make any public proclamation. It just says the Yosem Daniel Aliboy. So Rav Sovra Aliboy some Ulechol Yisrael Hoira. When he thought about it, first he said in his heart, how can anybody eat this chazarai, pas of the melech, or the yain v'shemen chuli levchas betunisht? And after that, then he went into Besmedish, into the Bezin Shtibel, and he made an answer. Rapo Yisai, Metu, Nishasin, Nishta Pas, Nish Trinkin, Nishta Yayin, and Nishta Shemen. Ah, Ulechoy Yisrael Hoyra. And that's what Rav meant when he said the Neil was Goizer. Why was he Goizer? Because of Chasnish. Ushumul Savar, Ali Boisam. Hitaka said to himself. In other words, the Neil for himself was a Goizer Machmir. He says, I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to drink it. But he didn't say the masses of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, do whatever you want. Just for myself, I'm not going to drink. Not only am I not going to eat their pas, I'm not going to go and drink their wine, but I'm also not going to drink their shemen. Oh, so that's why Rav said there is a gzeira of Daniel, and that's why Shmuel dismissed him and said there's no gzeira of Daniel. It's only because of the shayla of Bliois from the Kalim Asura. And that's what Reb Yehuda Nesia said later on, and Ishkefelech, the Kalim Asurim, because there's no use in Tamil of God. Frank Gemara, the Shemen, Taniel Gozar, even according to Rav, Taniel was Goizer from a Bali. Omar Avimi Nutar, Mishmei Derav. What in the name of our Rav? What did Rav say? Piton, Vishamnon, Vienon, Ubnei Sein, Kula Mishmei Na'asir Dovarheng. What is Mishmei Na'asir Dovar? So Rashi reminds us, in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, there's a whole sugi there for about 6, 7, 10 lat, all talking about Mishmei Na'asir Dovar, the Chachamim were Machmir. Most of them relate to Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, but there are other halachas as well that the Chachamim institute in Ayin Zeres. And what's very, very special, unique about that Gemara is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were initially arguing this, and ultimately Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel yachad nimnu v'gozru. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel got together and they agreed to be goyzer all of those 18 davar, and among the 18 davar are the Pitan Shamnam Yenu B'nei Sein. If you look it up in the Masechta Shabbos, I believe that only counts as one of the 18, not four of the 18. All of these four go together. And what's the reason why they all go together? Again, is because of chasnas. If you eat the pas of the goy, if you eat the shemen, drink the shemen, you drink the wine, stam yena. And when I say, and all of these relate to chasnas. If one of the Amid Bey is going to say, they were goyzer ben Oisei and Mishim chasnas, you're not allowed to marry the daughters because it says in the Torah, Lo Yisus Chaten Ba. See, one is going to discuss that shortly. But the bottom line is, we see that the Gera and Shemen was not for the times of Daniel. This was Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which of course are many generations later. So how are you telling me Daniel? V'chitayim also Daniel Goza. Maybe Pshat and Rav was initially Daniel was Goza. V'lekibbul. And Klal Yisrael was not Mekabel the Gzeira. And if it was not Niskabel by the masses, so the Gzeira faded away. He also told me that Hillel Beis Shammai, and in later years, the Talmidim of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel got together with Gozer, and they were Goizer. The Kibbul, and now Klal Yisrael was Goizer many years later. Feitimar in Cain, Maya Seduce the Rav. So what is Rav telling us? Oh, by the way, I want you to know that Daniel was Goizer. If you're agreeing that in the time of Daniel, the Oil was not Mekabel the Gzeira, so then this Sahada, this testimony of Rav, when he's saying that Daniel was Goizer, it's just a historical footnote, but it really has no halachic efficacy because nothing happened. The result, Oilam was not mekabel the gzeira. So Tzimur Opshat and Rav is this. Daniel goes Allah beir. Daniel said, since I'm worried about chasnas, we have to worry about it in the city because that's where people live and their neighbors get together. I'm going with Ayid. Chas v'sholom, it could lead to chasnas. So inu v'goz Rav filu b'sada. So that's what's going on. When Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when they added Shmoyna Osa Dover, they put in Piton Vishamnon. That's talking about Bisoda. Frank Dimar, let me ask you a question. Now that you're telling me that it was Xera, first of Daniel, and subsequently expanded by Vishamnon and Beis Hillel, yeah, then how does Igmar say that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was Mevatalit? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi means Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Hey, Chimotzele Mishra Takanta the Talmid Shama the Hillel. Interesting, before we use the term of Talmidei Hillel v'Shammai, here it says Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel. Anyway, how could he go mimavatul? Hai v'otanam, the same kasha the more asked before, just like we asked by Daniel. Same thing, if this is talking about these great sages, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, how could Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, which were a few generations later, how could he be matur? Ein bed yochel abat, dib bez l'chaveilam, kein godli men, v'chochem minyan. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, v'hoid omar, Rabbi Babachon, Rabbi Yochanan, that any gzeda that was made by a bezdin, a new bezdin, which is godel heimenu bechachmu meminyan, could go and be mevatel. However, chutz mishmoyin asadover, shmoyin asadover were such almost like constitutional law. There's no way that you can amend those. You can go and dismiss those. Those remain forever. Shmoyin asadover. Even if Leo Novi comes with his bezdin, and he, of course, is such a strong bezdin, he could mevatel all other gzeirois. He would have the koyach that he's greater than all other batim dinim bechachm v'minyan. But in these 18, ein shoymen loy. These are really, really strong stuff. And if you're wondering why Umar Mashashia matam, because this takana was considered to be so great. Roiv of Klal Yisrael, probably Rubai Kekula of Klal Yisrael accepted it without asking any questions. and they felt it was justified, takachasness, assimilation, and therefore this is really strong stuff. So you can't come and mevatel it. So Iba Zoy Freiti Gemara, so how did Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya go and be mevatel it? And Rabbi Gemara, Shemin Leiparsha Yisur Beroy Yisrael. Shemin is like an exception to the rule. The pas was accepted. And of course the yain was accepted. B'nai Sei, whatever that means, was also accepted. But Shemin Leiparsha Yisur, just come in Yah. When Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya came together with his bezin to discuss what are we going to do with that gezeira, they did some due diligence and they realized that this was not nispasha b'roi v'yisrael. Based on that, v'samcha Rabbi Seinu al dibra b'shim gamliel v'al dibra b'lo zebayt. So they show you Imran, and goizrin gezeira al tzibon came Rabbi Tzibon yichoyin lamed bar. That even initially, when they made the gezeira in Shemin, it was a really difficult gezeira. Why was it a difficult gezeira? Because not everywhere could you easily get hold of kosher shemen, and people need shemen on a regular basis. Number one, for eating. Number two, for lighting candles. Number three, for making fires. We didn't have electricity in those days. So shemen was a very precious commodity. To tell people that you can't go and get shemen, I remember when I was with my wife in Russia, this goes back approximately 40 years ago. We were at that time shluchim on behalf of the Bad Hatzolas Nitcha Yisrael. We gave shiurim for the Russian Bali Tshuva. So remember, we came into one home, either in, I think it was in Moscow, where we gave a shiur, and then we saw in a corner, there were boxes upon boxes upon boxes, one stacked on top of the other. So we asked the Balabus, what's in all those boxes? And he said, candles. He said, candles? He must have had there twice 1,000 candles. What do you need so many candles for? He said, here in Moscow, you can't buy candles. The only place you can go and buy candles is in Leningrad. And so therefore, anytime one of them goes to Leningrad, they automatically buy tons of candles, because not just for them. Any other Yidin to the Shem Shabbos need to light candles, the Kibbutz Shabbos. You can't get candles in Moscow. So that's why you always buy 1,000 at a time. So that'll last hopefully for 3 months, 6 months, whatever. So people have candles during that time. So here the Gemara is telling us is, this was a basic commodity, getting Shemen Zayis. You know, if you lived in a place like Tunisia, where they have thousands and thousands of olive trees, it's great. But if you live somewhere else where they don't have olive trees, you don't have olive oil. So ain roiv tibichon lamed. So based on that testimony, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was able to go then and be mevatel. What we see from our Gemara is very, very important, that even though we know that if a gzeira was not niskav baroif tzibur, it doesn't have the full status of a gzeira, but you cannot be mevatel it without a new bezdin coming mevatel it. In other words, you can't just go and say, oh, the original bezdin made a gzeira. I happen to know scientifically that roiv tzibur has not accepted it. And that being the case, we do not have to worry about it and just forget about it. No. Even if Roiv HaTzibur has not accepted it, you need a new bezin like Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Even if it was not Gadol Heimenu B'Chachmu Meminyan, certainly wasn't as strong as Eliyahu HaNavi's bezin. Nevertheless, because of the fact that Roiv HaTzibur was not Mekabel it, it doesn't fall away on its own, but a lesser bezin like Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya can come and Memelach. And the Gemara continues and brings a raya from a pasuk Yom Rav Adar Bar Ahava Maikra. Who states in pasuk this is an afkimina between roiv tzibur, a cold tzibur, niyot tzibur, chadcha pasuk. Who is that pasuk? It's a pasuk in Malachi, and the pasuk says, "Vameira atem neorim, vaoisi atem koivim hagoy kulay." The word meira means a curse. As you know, it says Chas Shalom Wednesdays. You could have a me'ira for yoldesim and for babies. That's why there's a special slichas that one says. It's called a me'ira on Wednesdays. Anyway, and the me'ira is from a lashon orur, means chas v'shalom, a curse. So the pasuk tells us me'iram atem ne'arim. The chachamim were goyzer numerous gzeirois be'orur u'beklola, says Rashi. That if a person violates that gzeiros chachamim, chas v'shalom is cursed. However, v'oisi atem koivim. Loshen koivim over here doesn't mean to be koiveya. Here it means to steal. Like Chazal bring from another pasuk, the kaba as koiveyam nofesh, that you chas v'shalom steal somebody else's life. Ah, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you make gzeirois with an eira, with an or built in. But oisi atam koivim, and then after that, you go and steal away from that gzeira, meaning that you don't listen to the gzeira. Who are these bad people? Hagoy kuloi, if it's the entire nation. So therefore, chas v'shalom, if a person violates a gzeira drabanan, which was accompanied by a or and a klala, and apparently all the gzeiras were so accompanied, and a person now violates it. If it's a goy kuloi, Kodesh Baruch Hu has a groy satana, what are you doing? He ikka goy kuloi in. Iloi loi. However, if Roiv of Klai Yisrael has not accepted it, so then it's much more tame, much more lax. Now you can go and get a Bune Nasir and a Leia Bezdin to go and be matir that gzeira. By the way, the term koivim, which we said is kovis kveya novish, the famous word of Chassam Soifer, says, we know that it is a Mishnah in Perkei Avos, it says, person should be kveya itim la Torah. So normally you think of kveya, you have to establish time for Torah. Every day, set aside 5 minutes, 5 hours, 10 minutes, 2 hours, whatever you can, make a kvius. And what Chassam Soifer says, that the word kveya itim is from a lashon of stealing. You have to steal time away. Because you speak to many people and say, I just don't have the time. I'd love to learn Chumash, Mishnah, Yisgumar. I just don't have the time. I'm so busy. You have to steal away time, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, as much as you can. Anyway, bottom line is, I see from this pasuk that Gzeira only has its full status of Gzeira if it's Hagoy Kuloi, the entire nation has accepted it, but not if Roiv of the Oilam has not accepted it. Now the Gemara is going back on what we just said. Gufa Omer Bali Omer Avimi Nusa Mishmei Derav Pitam Shamlan Yenu. But I'm saying Kulam Mishmei Na Asa Dover Hey. Now that the Pas and the Shemen and the Yayin are all Gzeders Drabonon or Mishum Chasnus, that makes sense. But when I say Mai, they Asered Bonois of the Ovidei Chachovim because of Chasnus. What are you saying? Bonois by definition are Asa Minateri. Now let her go marry a Goyish woman. Or Nachman Yitzchok. Goza al b'nei sayin, nido is marususan. No, it's telling us something else. That we want that b'nei Yisrael should stay away as much as possible from goitis and shiktis. Not just, you're not allowed to marry them. Stay away from them. If you touch a goyisha maidel, even if the maidel is still in its arisa, arisa means a baby crib. So in other words, the child is only 3 days old, 5 days old, 6 months old. The child is already considered to be a nida. Now this is a tremendous chiddush for two reasons. Reason number one, because hilchas nida only apply to Jews or Jewesses, they don't apply to goyim. A goita, by definition, in a Torah, no hilchas nida. Even though, of course, she has the same menstrual period, just like Jewish women have, but they have no din being metamei tumas nida. So that's chiddush number one. But chiddush number two is, normally, a person is only metamei tumas nida if the woman sees blood. We assume, by normal girls, that they only start seeing blood when they are koroiv to godless. When they become 12, or about to become 12, that's when they see the first period. The chiddush of the Shmoina Asa Dover of Beisham Beisil was that they were mesakin even a little baby girl that's only 3 years old, 3 years old, 3 days old, 5 days old, just came out of mommy's womb. Already has a status of anida. Anybody that touches that baby automatically becomes tameh. So you're going to tell me, what about all the women, yoldas and midwives that are helping to go and be miyalit? They all become tameh. But the din of tumas nida is only, in other words, a person who becomes tameh from anida. I don't mean a woman herself is anida. A person becomes tameh because he or she touches anida. You go to the mikveh, herif shemesh, and you become tameh. So that's the gzeir ben Isayan, that they're nida already when they're babies. Ugmi mishmei derav omar, kulu mishem avodis kechavim gozu behem. All of the four that we mentioned, pitam, shamnan, yenu, b'nei seim, is all because of avodis kechavim, that it might lead to people doing avodis zar. What does that mean? Dechi asur of acha bar ada on Rabbi Yitzchak, gozu al pitam, mishem, shamnan. You know why they were going to lapas? Because if you're going to allow for people to eat the pas akum, they're going to go and take the shemen of akum. Faitimor, my umi, the shemen mi pas. Why are you assuming? Okay, if they're going to eat from the pas, then they're going to come from the shemen. Oh, yo, 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 yo. Why is shemen any worse than pas? Now, that's not what he meant. He meant as pita and the shamna mishim yenon. You're not allowed to eat a pas akum. and you're not allowed to eat shemen akum mishum, because you might come then to partake in the wine of akum. Ooh, in other words, you have a next door neighbor, become very friendly, you eat from their pas and eat from their shemen, and then one day, oi, I don't have any wine to drink, let me borrow some wine, I'll give it back, blah, blah, blah. Oh, once you take yainan, the yainan mishum benoy seich. Now, if you're going to ask me, now, why is yayin worse than pas v'shemen? So Rashi, because when a person drinks wine, fourth line, shayayin boyer boy, medili day ben oisein. Wine is a type of drink which can get a person all riled up, right? If you drink too much wine, which they in Chazal, nichnas yayin yotze soid. You drink too much wine, and all the soides come out. Wine has a, you know, can provoke a person and incite a person to do all different types of averis, chas v'shalom, that the person would normally not do. So therefore, there were goyim and pas v'shemen, because if I'm going to allow you to take and buy and eat pas v'shemen of a goy, you're going to come to go and drink the yayin of a goy. So you're going to say, no, so I'll drink the yayin of a goy. Because that will lead to fraternizing, where you may decide to go and give your daughter to his son, or your son to his daughter. I shouldn't say both cases, son and daughter, daughter and son, because we see the Gemara shortly is going to distinguish between the two. So it means that if I have a Jewish son, I should not drink wine, because I'm afraid that my son might go and marry one of Bnei Sehen, one of their daughters. So what's the problem with the daughters? Mishum Debaracha. Debaracha means, says Rashi, avoidus elilim. The non-Jewish spouse is going to have an effect on the Jewish spouse and cause them to go and do avoidus elilim. And since we talked about Mishum Dover Acher, then the Gemara throws in a curveball about Dover Acher, Mishum Dover Acher. Another gzera of Dover Acher, Mishum Dover Acher. We don't know what that means at the moment. Rashi tells us, we'll see in Mishum at the bottom of the Amid what that means. So that's a separate gzera. But let's get back to our Bnei Sehen. We said the reason why Bnei Sehen is included in the Shemoina Asad Dover is because the Asad Shemen and Pas because of Yayin, and Yayin because of Bnei Sehen, and then the Asa Bnei Sehen because that could lead to, unfortunately, Avoy Dezar, Shem Devarach, Freit Demar Bnei Sehen. Here I see him. The reason why you're now let go and marry a non-Jewish girl has nothing to do with Avoy Dezar. It could lead to Avoy Dezar, but it's not also Midrabanan because of the Avoy Dezar. It's Chadir Aysa, Tichsiv, Lois is Chatin Ba. Like the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to go and intermarry. So don't tell me that the reason why part of the Yurchez Dover, they were goyz al b'nai sayin, mishum avoy dezar. Sinish ka gzeira boy say, tos chadir reis, lis es chatim ba. Says Yimoy, der reis is zayin umayis. This lis es chatim, mom is talking about when Yin entered Eretz Yisrael at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and they're going to meet there the Shiva umayis of Eretz Canaan. Lis es chatim ba, make sure don't get married to them. Right, but if you have a Frenchman or you have a Hungarian goy or a Polish goy, there's no ism in Atoy. Is it ism in Rabbanan? Not in Atoy, in Atoy, only the Zionists. So therefore the Yud Ches Tovah came to include all goyish and meidlich from whatever nationality. Freit Yimara, Reb Shimon Yechoy Diyamai, Kiyos is Bimcha Miyacharai, in the same parish. In fact, the next pasuk says, "What's the reason why this is chatan bam? Ki yosef bin chamei acharoi va'ovda lihem acherim v'choraf Hashem b'chem v'shmit chamei." Because I'm afraid that the non-Jewish spouse is going to affect the Jewish spouse, and what is that person going to do? It's going to cause that person to do avodah zarah. Now, why do we need this ki yosef bin chamei acharoi? We already have this is chatan bam. So l'chayit ki yosef bin chamei acharoi is just a tam, just an explanation. Reb Shimon Yechoy says, no, it's not coming to tell you explanations. It's coming to tell you a new halacha. Ki yosef rabbi is kol ha-meisirois. Anyone that's meisir, meaning any goita from any uma, whether it happens to be a person from the Sheva Umais, I know that from the Schatten Bam, or if it's a French girl, or if it's a girl that comes from Scotland, or wherever, all osir, yosef, it's chvaita diarais. It's my economy. That the Issim and HaTorah of Lois Chatan and Kiyosir is talking about don't marry a non-Goyish girl. You cannot go and marry a Katharina or a Christina or a girl that is non-Jewish. However, not only are you not allowed to go and marry them, but if a person were to live derech snus, in other words, without the benefit of marriage, we're not talking about dafka, you know, masada kedushin, a chief rabbi. Even if this was a marriage with a galach, the Torah only asks, says Gemara, ishes derech chasnus. If it looks like a wedding, it smells like a wedding. But derech snus from a Torah, that's mutter. Oh, what happened was also inu. This later bezin of the Deshamid Beisil, when they were goyzer, the Shemoyna Asadovar and the Asad Lusayim, through the Derech Snus, you're also not allowed to live Derech Snus with a goyzer. Frey Timur, Snus Nami, the Bezdin of Shoshem Gozru. This is much, much, much earlier than Beisham Beisil. The times of the Torah, the Chsir, Vayim Yehuda, Hoitzi'u Hav, the Sisarev. What does it say about Tamar? Since I see that Tamar is pregnant, obviously she lived with someone. She had no business living with someone because she still had a Zika that she should have gone and married Shelebni, and she did not. So she violated that Zika, and they throw it to you, obviously, sorry, she should go and get Sreifa. What are you talking about? She was a Zoina. I mean, that's at least what Yehuda thought, because she was standing there in Peprosh's Drachim. In fact, the Pasuk says, Vahik Mishloish Chodoshim, Vayagid the Yehuda, Vayugad the Yehuda Leimar, Zonsa Tomer Kalasecha. She was Mazana, Vigamihine Horal is Nunim. Also, we're talking about Znus. Vayim Yehuda Yitzisu of the Sisore. Is the Chasimim that this is already Osir, not the time Bisham Beisil. Znus mit Agoite goes back, or mit Agoi goes back many generations, the time of Shem. So, you're right. Oh, the Arai Sayyid Chama Baal Bas Yisrael, to Moshe Basrei. The Torah is only talking about a goy that marries a Bas Yisrael. Because since he is the dominant figure in the household, he's the goy, he's the balibus. Therefore, watch out. Don't give your daughter to him. However, Av Yisrael, a balibet is chomim, loy. But a Yisrael marrying a balibet is chomim, not necessarily marrying her, at least bizlus, dos shenisht. That, it doesn't say in the Torah, but Yisrael marrying a balibet is chomim, because the assumption is that Yisrael, since he's the man, he's going to have the final say in the matter, and therefore you don't have to worry about the problems of Avodah Zarah. He'll establish law and order in the family. And then this later, the Beisham and Beisil, they had a Fili Yisrael Abba, but his Chavim, the same halacha applies. Tzitzas and Yimori says this teretz, because Hoshit, the Pasuk is referring to both, Loises Chatin Bam, Bitcha Lisitin Livnoi, Uvita Lisikach Livnecha, it goes both ways. Could be that the Gemara holds at this point that that's all by the Shev'amim. However, when you're talking about Ki Yosir, then it depends on who is the dominant force at home. Because we're saying, Kun Reb Shimei Choy, Ki Yosir is referring to Kol HaMesirois. Therefore, maybe it's only referring to Menat Torah when your daughter marries the Goy, but not if your son marries a Goy. But in the Kol of Yisrael Balei V'Chav, Fei Demora, Yisrael Balei V'Chav, Halacha Mishsinayu. That's also Osir. Even if I don't have a Befeish Apostik, Halacha Mishsinayu, the Amamar. Haboyel Aram is Kanoim Poigim Boy. Remember, Haboyel doesn't mean with Chasnus, even Znus. Haboyel Aram is, that's the famous story of Pinchas that we just had in the previous parasha. Haboyel Aram is Kanoim Poigim Boy. That's why Pinchas was allowed to go and kill Zimri. What was the story over there? Zimri was the Jewish man. He went and lived with Cosby Bastur, who was the Goyish woman. Why did Pinchas have right to go and kill if you're telling me that this was not Osir at the time? This was only Osir starting in the times of Beisham and Beisil. Is the Chasimim that it was already Osir in the times of the Torah? So Vaita, what did they add with Bnei Seyen in this Zera of the Shmoyna Sudabar? Everything with the Raisa Befahesu, who Kemaisi Shehoyer, that that you have that a Jewish man is not allowed to go and live with a Goyish woman, and that's why Pinchas is allowed to go and kill Zimri. That's what Bethesia, the Torah tells us about it. Everybody knew about it. He was a Nossi of his Shevet, of Shimon. Even if you make a machshtil quietly at home, nobody knows about it. Osir, 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 say, not only a Jewish woman, but even a Jewish man. even if you're talking about the tzinnah, this is also not from the times of Beisham Beisel. This goes back to the times of Chashmonoi. V'chi also the Rav Dimi Omar Bezin Shel Chashmonoi Gozu Yisrael. Gozu. Yisrael Abole Bet Zichom. If a Yisrael marries a Goita, Chai Mishem Najga. Ki also Rav and Omar Mishem Najgaz. What's my Najga? Rashi says that if a man goes and lives with, I'm not talking about marrying, lives with a Bet Zichom, it's as if he's over four Yisurim Minatari. It's not really Minatari, but they made a gzera as if it's for Yisur Minatari. Najga is Rashi Tavis. Nun stands for Nida. It's as if he's living with a Nida. Maybe she's not a Nida. And even if she is a Nida, bear in mind there is no Din Men HaTorah of Nidus by Goizis, like we said before. They were only Goizer subsequently. Men HaTorah, no Din of Nida by a Goizis. But Midrabanan, the same time, the Chashmonoim, they said, you live with a Nida, you Metam Me Tumas Nida. Shin is living with a Shivcha. That's the Shin. Gimel is Goya, which is the same thing as a Veres Kechomet, a Goit. And Aleph is Eishus Ish. Even though their Eishus doesn't rise to the level of Eishus by Klal Yisrael, nevertheless, a person who is Nus lives with a Goita, is Chai Mishum Nida, Shivcha, Goita, Goya, and Eishus Ish. Because Rabban Omer Mishum, Najgaz. Rabban made a slight change. The first three are the same, of course. Nida, Shivcha, and Goya. Zayin means Zoyna. The purpose of putting in Zoyna to go and say is this is an additional Isser on a Koyin. Koyin, as we know, is not allowed to Isha Zoyna B'chalol Lo Yikachu. So by adding Zoyna, that makes it Osir for a Koyin as well in terms of Hilchos Kahuna. Itzach Vaitishver, we just said now that B'nei Seyan was the Takana of Bisham Beisil. I see it's Takana Bezin Shul Chashmenoi. And for the Gemara, he goes with Yisrael Chashmonoi Bia, living together with a Goit. However, just to be Messiachet in the same room together, that's okay. For us, Inu Gozer and Bisham Beisil said, after the Yichud is also Aser. Pray to Gemara, Yichud is Aser. Yichud Nami Bezdine Shul David Gozer, which can alter Masa. The times of David and Melech, they were Goizer. What they're talking about is a famous or infamous story of Amnon and Tamar, who were brother and sister, half-brother and sister, who unfortunately lived together. And so therefore, they said at that time, from now on, don't be Messiacha, don't allow for a unless you're talking about a couple or a parent and a child, but otherwise everything is awesome. Yichud, yichud, yichud. So what do I need the Chashmonoim to go and ask? Tam Rav Yehuda Bo Yisrael, Bo Yisrael means the terms of Amnon and Tamar. Gozrao, yichud. Every more Ami, Hosim Yichud Bas Yisrael. That they were goys in the times of David HaMelech was Yichud Mita Yiddish Amaydu. Av Yichud Beit Zechavim Loi. But that a Yid should be Messiachid with a Beit Zechavim, that's not a problem at that time. They also Inu Gozru, and later on they were goys there. When at the time Bisham Bezil, part of Yir Chesdavar, fell a Yichud Beit Zechavim. Pray Timorah, Yichud Bas Yisrael, you're telling me that's what they were goyzer at the time of the Chashmonoim, Yichud Bas Yisrael. They're Isis, Tachman HaToyre, Diyam Rabbi Yichud Mishim Rabshim Yitzadeh. Rem is the Yichud HaToyre Minayin, Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, Kisischa Ochicha Ben Imecha. This is talking about a Mesis Umediach, who tries to tell you to do Avoy Dezor. If the Mesis is your brother, the son of your mother, Frey Dimar Bukhi Ben Eim Mesis Ben Av Eina Mesis, you should simply say Kisischa Ochicha, because it's Ochicha Ben Imecha. Ella comes to tell you, then Messiachet in Imoy, a son is allowed to get close to his mother. But other types of Yichud is also. A son and a mother are allowed to be alone in the same apartment, in the same room. They're not worried about Chas v'Shalom in the coming day Arois. But an Acher is not allowed to be Messiachet in Kol Arois Shebetoy. Zeisa Chesed Dei Araisa. Every more Yichud is Takid Araisa when the Eishas Ish. Not only Eishas Ish, but even a Pnuya, a single girl. Until now we were talking about a Jewish married lady, that's Minatoya, a Jewish single girl, that is times of David HaMelech. Then Bisham Beisil came in with Goizer, even a Yichud of Beres Kechav. With this we finally concluded this lengthy discussion, what does Beno Yisein mean that the Goizer are Beno Yisein? Bottom line is we had a Machloikis, that's what it says Beno Yisein by the Yud Ches Davar. The first pshat we had on the top of the Gemara was that all of the girls are Nidois married Susan, even if they're only old enough to be in a baby carriage, a baby crib. they already have a din of Torah Tzvida. And then the second shot was, now that they were asked Yichud Veres V'chad. But then afterwards we said that they also asked Dover Achim Yishum Dover Achim. Frank Dimar, what does that mean, Dover Achim Yishum Dover Achim? Runach Meyitzvah, Gozor Al Tinik, Oyvi Kechovim Shiatami Beziva. That any Tinik means a boy, Oyvi Kechovim, a goyish boy, he has a din of Tumas Zov. Zov meaning, well, just like a Jewish man can become a Zov, so too a Tinik Oyvichom, every Tinik Oyvichom has a din of a Zov. What's the reason why he has a din of a Zov? By Tinik Yisrael, Rogel Etzlei Mishkav Zachar. Because we don't want the Jewish children to play and be friendly with the Jew, with the non-Jewish children, because here we're not worried about Chasnas, we're worried about Mishkav Zachar. That unfortunately, all the Goyim at that time were all suspected of Mishkav Zachar, so therefore don't allow your Jewish child to go and have any connection with a non-Jewish child, just a tinnig, because they're going to be mitamaziva, so we shouldn't have a problem with Mishkav Zachar. Jim Reb Zeira, Tzar Godel Hoyili Eitzler Abasi. Tzar Godel, says Rashi, means that I had to ask him a number of times, again and again, what the halacha is, and Rabasi didn't know. So what did Rabasi do? Rabasi went to Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan went to Rav Yana, and Rav Yana went to Rav Nosson ben Amram, and Rav Nosson ben Amram went to Rebbe, and he said, "Tinik Oyvichom Me'emesai Metam Beziva." What? When does he Metam Beziva? Omali Ben Yoiman. As soon as he's born, on the first day when he comes out of his mommy's womb, he's ready Metam Beziva. Just like we said by the Tinoikos, but we're going to talk about Tinik and Tinoikos further. Kshibasi Eitzo Rebchia Omali. It's not Miyoin ben Yoimai, but only ben Teisha Shonim v'Yemechel. This is what Reb Chiya said. So Rebbe initially said ben Yoimai, and Reb Chiya said, no, only when he comes 9 years old. Then he has a din of a Torah Zav. Shabasi v'Teisi Dvorai lefnei Rebbe, when I repeated this halacha of Reb Chiya in front of Rebbe, Omali Hanach Dvorai, forget about what I said Yoimechad. Forget about that. But Choyiz Dibber Reb Chiya, rather, Chaf what Reb Chiya said, the Amat Tinnik HaGacham, Imesayet Met Metam HaBeziva, Ben Teish HaShonim V'yei Mecha. The Wusep is wide by 9 years in a day. Says, Imara Hoyu, because at that time, the royal Lebiya, Metam Nami Beziva. The whole concern is that this Goyish Tinnik is going to try to go and entice a Jewish Tinnik to live with him, Mishkav Zohar. I'm only worried if he is a royal Lebiya. From the time of 9 and above, he's royal Lebiya. But before 9, he can't be bar. There's no such thing. He's not physically capable of doing a bia. So therefore, they were not goyis aziva until 9 years old. Ah, so based on this, I'm Ravina. Hilkach. So the same thing should apply. Hatinoikis abedis kechavim. That that we were goyis before, that they have a nida, mitazova, already, mi'ari susan. Lechoyra doesn't mean literally masri susan. It means best maskim oshanu v'yamechan. It means when they're 3 years old and further. Hoyl ru'uya lebiya mitamin nami beziva. In other words, just like you said by a boy, you have to wait until he's 9 years old, he's Roy Lebiya. A girl who's the Makabu, she's Ru'uya Lebiya already at the age of 3. Okay, so make it parallel. By the boys, they were goyzer from 9, and by the girls, they were goyzer from 3. So Timur Pshita, what you just said is so simple. What's the Chiddush of it? Which I'll tell you. Mao, the same. Hi, Yod Lerigule. V'holo Yod Lerigule. It's by a boy, we said, at the age of 9. But bear in mind, a boy at the age of 9, he has enough seichel to try to go and seduce a Yiddish boy to come to Yishil Chas Shalom do sodomy to go and do Chas Shalom Mishkav Zohar. But a 3-year-old, she can't go and entice a boy, come live with me. She's only 3 years old, she's 3 years old and goodish. So I might think there too we should wait until she becomes 9 years old, just like the boy, or maybe even 12 years old, something older than 3. Kamashalun, that's why Avinu said, no, we look at this man, Roy Lebiya, just like by the boy, Roy Lebiya at the age of 9, by a girl, Roy Lebiya at the age of 3. And from that time, we have the Xeris Rechamim, then the case of the boy, he has a din of a Zav, the case of the girl, it's a Nido or a Zav, or a Chol Devrayen. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Shkoyah for listening. Continue Mitzvah tomorrow.